It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello out there, and welcome to the Danny
and Rihanna show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. And for this week's episode, we're going to get a little bit away from the like video game heavy conversation and talk a bit more about what we're doing, what's going on with us career wise, and you know, how that's going to impact what we are able to do for the show and other future projects. So, Danny, do you want to give us a quick update on what has changed since the last episode?
Well, first of all, congratulations to you because you announced that you're going fully independent.
Yes,
we're gonna be full-time parents and everything, and we definitely gonna be talking a lot about the reason, and we, this is like one of our goals for a while now that we wanted to do this. We're just going to talk about what future plans, like stuff that we have, like a lot of goals in life that I feel like it is important for us to talk about that. Cause I think, we have never talked about this publicly, and this is going to be the first time that we're going to be having this type of conversation.
Weird to lay it down on the internet, right?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't feel weird to me. It's more of just having those conversations, and because, you know, we've been watching a lot of like videos and stuff of like, I can't remember the name of the show. Is it the one on Netflix? Do you remember?
Oh, how to be rich or something, or
like having a rich life or something like that.
Now, hold on, I'll find it.
So while you're searching, so. While you hear, when you hear that for the first time, people are going
to
actually think, people are going to get rich. It's all about the lifestyle of rich and famous. No, it's nothing to do with that. When you watch the show, it explains a lot about paying your debt and being more smart with your money. And because of that, now you could also do things that you always wanted to do in life. And that's why it's called How to Live a Rich Life.
Because so it's how to get rich on Netflix with Ramit Sethi.
How to Get Rich, something like that. Yeah, yeah. But but he mentions a lot about that. So when I first heard it, I'm like, that's not us. That's not. But when he explained it, I was like, oh, okay, this is something that's really cool and smart. Because he will have conversations with couples that are like in really bad debt. And they'll, you know, he will ask them like, hey, how you been paying your debt? How are you handling the situation? Are you also saving money? What is it are you wasting money on junk that you don't need to, you know, waste on? And, they talk about all that stuff. And that was really cool.
Thing that really resonated with me from the How to Get Rich program on Netflix that we're talking about was like, yes, people have debt to pay off. I still have student loans, you know, credit cards, things like that. What's really important is, are you spending money, when you do spend money, on things that make you feel fulfilled, right? And is it that you're spending money on, you know, a bunch of clothes that you're never going to wear, which is something that I have struggled with? Or, you know, is it going down a drain of like doing a bunch of projects that, you know, you're not truly invested in? Like, I know I'm a serial hobbyist in different parts of my life. And like really refocusing on what is actually going to make you feel like you are living what you consider to be a rich life. Like for us, we like to go out to brunch or to dinner or to take a vacation when we're feeling like we you know, want a change of scenery. And being able to do that without, you know, pulling from savings is for us a way to feel like we're living a very rich life. So, you know, even today we went to an all-you-can-eat seafood brunch at Universal.
I'm still full. I'm still full from that.
It's so good, right? And we were able to bring our baby, and we had champagne, and, you know, we had ice cream at the end of the day and walked around City Walk. And, you know, that feels like a really rich life to us. And to be able to do that, to be able to spend our money on that means, you know, okay, well, maybe there's a different place in our lives where we saved money in order to make this happen. And that's really what resonated with me from the program, is that, like, spend the money on the things that really make you feel like you're living the life you want to live. And it was a really good perspective shift for me, because I, you know, had a lot of really reckless COVID spending where I was, you know, doing some retail therapy and, you know, looking for that quick hit of dopamine by buying things that I don't really want or need. And it definitely helped me shift that thinking and that habit.
Yeah. I got to bring this up because I think it is important. You know, while doing my podcast, when I have now, Gary Tech Radio, you know, people only will see the success of that, of like the podcast and me and, you know, doing stuff like going to like a lot of events and opportunities and all that stuff. But behind the scenes, a lot of people don't know that I was, there was a time that I was struggling with money. And, you know, I remember, I was still working at Discovery Channel, and I would do like a lot of speaking engagements. And I'll talk about like my failures, my success and all that stuff. And when I start having like Q&A with people, one of the first things they will ask me, so why are you not doing this full time? Why are you still working at Discovery Channel and still doing the podcast on the side? And I'm like, look, I'm not ready. I've never done this full time ever, you know? And, you know, after I got laid off, actually, I got laid off twice at my old job. One was in 2008. The economy was really, really bad during that time. And it took almost a year, maybe like 9 to 10 months to find a job again. So they actually called me back to go back to work again over there at my old job. And after that, I got laid off again in 2017, and there was some stuff that happened too that got really dark in 2018 ish around there. And I was just trying to figure out like, what is it I'm going to do in my life next now? You know, so I was still living in Miami. I got tired of living in Miami, and I went to New York. I was there, and financially I wasn't still there. I was still struggling, trying to figure things out. You know, I was in a good path, and then the pandemic happened and a lot of things just paused. And it was even harder for me now to figure out like, okay, how I'm going to make money, you know? So like with GTR, I was making money, but it wasn't like, oh, I don't have to work anymore. Like it was never like that. That was more of like, let me pay the bills for like GTR. Hey, we're going to travel. Let me get a motel. Like it's most of those things, but I wasn't still confident doing this full time. When we moved both to LA, that's when I was like, I got to find something quick, man, you know, because I'm still struggling. But after a while, I was getting a lot of opportunities and a lot of things were happening behind the scenes. I'm like, I think I could do this full time just as an independent contractor, just do my thing, freelance, you know, all that stuff. But you were always full time. You were always full time with our previous jobs and the one that you had currently before. I mean, and now we had this conversation like, I think we could do this 100% just us with our new company, the DNR Media Consulting Company that we have. And let's see what happens next after that, you know, and I'm confident. I feel really, really good about the reason why we make this move. But at the same time, and you were right, you mentioned that it's good for us to spend more time with our daughter. Because typically, a lot of new parents, they're still working. They leave their kids to like babysitter, daycare, family member takes. But they're always out working.
Right, and you do what you got to do. Like, there's no judgment at all. Yeah.
No, at all. I don't see nothing. But hey, my mom did that. My dad did. Like, everybody.
Right. Same. Mm-hmm.
Right. So there's nothing wrong with that. But I also want to have a different experience. Like, what if we could pull this off and be with our child? I know it's not going to be an easy path. I mean, but I think we could pull this off. You know. Yeah. So.
I mean, the history of it is a little different for me, right? Like, mm-hmm. you went through, you know, your work history and everything briefly. And, you know, I've worked since I was a teenager, you know, in high school, and never really mm-hmm. stopped. Like, I think the longest time I've ever had not working was being out on maternity leave to mm-hmm, have Violet. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Like the concept of, and I was born in 87, graduated high school in 05. So the concept of, you know, you go to college, you get a job, entry level, you stay there for a few years, you might move a couple times, but you try to stick with one company as much as you can, and then eventually you'll retire, was the plan that I was told works. But as you probably know, you know, through recent history, when I was coming out of college and, you know, looking for jobs, there was a huge economic crash, and mm-hmm. I was suddenly looking for jobs as an entry-level professional and losing those opportunities to people who are 10, 15 years in their career because there were just not as many spots, right? And we're seeing a lot of that happening right now in the games industry, but at the time, I was just, you know, in general project management. I was in healthcare. I was, you know, business. I wasn't even in a very specialized niche, and it was hard. So, you know, holding on to a full-time job with benefits was definitely a priority for me for all my life. And recently, you know, after getting laid off from G4 before it shut down, this was back in 2022, I had a very hard time with that. I had never been laid off before. I had never been fired. So this was the first time that I hadn't left a job without something else lined up. And it was really depressing. And Danny, you have been incredibly supportive having had that experience before and letting me know it's not my fault and it's not reflective of my skills or my value and really pulling me through that period and getting back on my feet. And getting back on my feet was a process because it showed me like, hey, like obviously I had Danny's support and I also had severance, but like having that time away from work again, and before the maternity leave, that was the longest break I had ever had away from a full-time job. And, you know, I did side jobs. I did some freelance work. I did some gratis work for nonprofits. Shout out to Shannon Gerritsen over at Ilphonic for helping me out and giving me an opportunity to do some work with the Ghostbusters team. Shout out to Perrin Kaplan for bringing me on to Zebra Partners, who, you know, is my most recent full-time position. I had people who gave me opportunities, but during that process, I really found that I really enjoy being able to control my own day and my schedule and my project list. And that never left, right? Like having that forced time away really gave me a huge perspective at that. Like I can earn and support my family and pull my weight the way that I would like to without being tied to a full-time position. And so I did my work with Zebra Partners, went out to have Violet, as I said, and coming back, Danny and you and I discussed like, okay, do I want to go back full time? I made sure that I kept the partners up to date with like my decision process, cause that was really tough. You know, this is the first time I've been out with a kid and coming back, we said like, okay, I'm going to try it for a while. We're going to see how it works coming back with maybe an adjusted schedule and, you know, using some flex time. And we did a month and I just wanted to be in control of my day, you know, like I wanted to be able to choose when I'm not with my daughter, what I'm doing. And that clarity really brought us to this point where we said, okay, it's time to really go for it, to fly without the net and be fully independent and completely invested in DNR Media Consulting. And it's been successful already, which is so encouraging. and so amazing. We've been getting fantastic opportunities and meeting lots of really interesting people with really great projects that inspire me and make me want to go help out. And I'm just so grateful that all the twists and turns in life have really allowed us to arrive at this point with the confidence that we have, you know, because a lot of times people are forced into freelance or forced into leaving their full-time role and with no other options and no other prospects. And I'm grateful that we are able to do this intentionally. And I realize how blessed we are to be in the position that we're in.
Yeah. Yeah. And what is important too is that, you know, we're definitely gonna be working together a lot.
as we have before.
Yeah, of course we've done it before. But it's exciting us building this, this company, together, our company together. And at the same time, we're going to be with our baby, with our baby daughter, you know, cause one thing a lot of people don't know, you know, and probably some, I think the first time people got to see us in action with our daughter was back in February. Mm-hmm. We went to DICE in Las Vegas. And, you know, of course, shout out to my mother-in-law, Veronica, and also our father-in-law, Carlo, in Vegas. Your parents. So they've been very, very helpful with taking care of Violet when we have to, like, make moves on the side and all that stuff. And but at the same time, when they were not around, we had baby, we were like having meetings at DICE, you know, with her. Hey, she got her own badge too, you
she
know?
Did, so,
yeah. So, like, we, no matter what, we're gonna make moves. Is either one of us will go to the event, both of us will go, most likely with our daughter too, you know, like right now, actually in a couple of days, actually tomorrow, but by the time you hear this, already passed, but we're attending Gamesbeat Summit. So Gamesbeat mm-hmm. Summit is an industry event. It's not like Summer Game Fest or anything like that. This is more industry talk, different topics about things that's happening not only in gaming but in other industry too. So like tech industry, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna be there. We're gonna be networking with a lot of people, you know, talking. But we're gonna have our daughter with us, you know. So mm-hmm. that's something that. I haven't seen people doing that at events here, you know, when we go to events, but we got to do what we got to do. That's how I see
exactly.
it.
Exactly. You know? So, yeah. Do what you got to do. And most people are very understanding because, you know, a lot of folks have been there.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, that's one of the things I want to talk about. Also, like, we could talk about our goals too. Like, what is it that we want to do with our company? You want to start from that, and then we'll have the conversation about it. So
yeah, I mean, like one of my biggest goals for this company is that within, you know, the first year, which a year would be January technically of 2025, mm-hmm. I would like for us to have, you know, a stable flow of cash and to start investing for ourselves. Like, one thing that I benefited from being in full-time roles at big companies for, you know, the last 25 years is, oh God, I'm old, I have all these 401k dollars, right? I have all this retirement savings, and to take control of it and be able to invest it the way that we want to and start, you know, a future fund for our child and other children if we have them, that sounds like something really powerful, and building generational wealth has been a dream of mine for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Now that the next generation is here officially, it's definitely made it more real. And, you know, being able to control that and, you know, be the masters of our own destiny is really appealing. And that's a huge goal for me, is to, you know, figure out our investment profile after the first year. And, the second one is a personal goal, not necessarily for the business, but for me is to pay off my debt. Like I said, I still have student loans. I got a couple mm-hmm. credit cards, you know, paying off medical debt. Like, it would be nice to mm-hmm. be able to wipe everything clean and be debt free and really focus on saving in the future. And, you know, these extra dollars that I get that go towards taking my balances down, it would be nice if they went towards, you know, increasing our future savings. So that's a one personal and one professional goal that I have. Yeah. Right now.
I think same with, investing money and all that stuff. So that 100%, we both agree on that. One of my goals, and actually I've been doing this a lot lately, I've been watching a lot of videos and seeing a lot of like TikTok videos and reading online, just doing research, because I don't know, man. Like I never had this in my mind. It just has been like the past couple months has been like this. I was thinking of buying a house in Punta Cana in Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, there's tons of other places we go in Dominican Republic. Like there's also beautiful and all that stuff. But something about Punta Cana, I just feel like, one, it will be great for us to travel over there, do our thing. I could definitely see us doing business over there too.
Yeah, we could work from there pretty easily.
Work from there, exactly. Another thing that I would like to do is, let's say we don't feel like moving over there with that house. We could turn it into like an Airbnb or rent it or whatever, like that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. We talked about like different corporate housing and all those different scenarios.
Yeah, that's something that I would love to do in Dominican Republic. You know, that's something that right now is one of my dreams, besides traveling to Tokyo. But
you're from DR. I'm
from Dominican Republic, of course. Yeah,
your heritage it's a little more special than Japan, personally.
Yeah, of course. But the reason why, one, is because of that. You know, I love our trip when we went over there to Punta Cana. And I get it. We went to the resort. It wasn't like the actual city that we stayed, that's something that I want to experience. That like probably we'll go over there for like a week or maybe a month or something, just to experience life over there.
Neighborhood
not the resort or anything like that. No, of course not. Like resort life is different, but it's more like rent an apartment or rent a house just to see how life is living in Punta Cana. Get a car. Let's drive to the supermarket. Let's go to, the local spots to see how it is. That type of thing.
Yeah.
But I just want to experience that, and I think I'm excited for us to just do things together like this. A lot of people don't know about this, but one day we were in bed at our old apartment. It was a very very small apartment, I remember, and we were there just laying in bed. And I just mentioned this to Reed just casually, like just randomly. I'm like, man, imagine we buy a house in LA. Wow, that would be wild. And Reed was like, you know what? Let's try. Let's see how it is. Hey, let's just try. Let's go to an open house and see. Let's see how the vibe is. And we did that a couple of times. Actually, we did it four times. The fourth time was when we put down an offer for the house mm-hmm. that we have now.
No, there's a couple steps in between there. Like we talked to our realtor and then.
Oh, yeah, of course. This is a short version, of course. Right. But I never thought in my life that I was going to buy a house in Los Angeles out of all places,
Yeah.
Look, I also realized even before I moved over here that you only live once, enjoy it, do what you got to do. If you want to, your goal is to travel, go travel. If your goal is to buy a house somewhere, everybody's gonna have different goals. Enjoy your life, and that's one of the things that we're at right now with especially with our life right now, is that we want to try new things. We want to just experience that and also share that with our baby, because when I was young, I never experienced that as a baby. She's been experiencing a lot of things. I'm like, man, I wish my parents were like that back then. So but yeah, that's one of the things I want to mention. My goals.
I love that. So for DNR, what do you see as the future of DNR Media Consulting? Do you see us, being super well-known, like household name? Do you see us like expanding mm-hmm. and hiring a bunch of staff or keeping it small? Like what is the mm-hmm. the future in your mind?
I think for now, I would like to keep it small, just us for now. I can see our company as like a well-known company for people in the industry. I don't see this as like outside of the industry is going to be known. I don't see like a regular person that see DNR Media Consultant, but I can see like industry wise, I think it's going to be very, very well known. I think what people are going to see like from the outside, when they see us, they're like, oh yeah, Danny and Rihanna, they have a company. Like I see that more than the name, being popular. I also see us doing a lot of consulting work with other companies, not only from the gaming side, but also non-gaming. And I could definitely see us doing a lot of like keynote speaking, speaking engagements internally at different companies or conferences and stuff like that, not only in the US, but outside of the US. I could definitely see that because of our experience, you know. And at the same time, giving back. I think a lot of people don't know about this, but, you know, we've been talking with, let's say, the government of the Dominican Republic about the government investing money into game development in Dominican Republic. And we had a great conversation. And I talked about, like, from my experience and also from your expertise to the marketing side. And we had a great conversation. They did a huge presentation with the people over there in the Dominican Republic. So that was a lot of fun seeing that. And I would like to do more of that, of just giving back, of like, especially kids that don't have the resources on like how they could get into the coding and learning about game development or stuff like that, or how to get into the game industry, you know? So
yeah,
I think it is important to me.
Definitely. I love when we have the opportunity to do that and invest in, you know, the future of the industry, and and especially focusing on youth. And we've both spoken to youth over the past several years. And, you know, if we're talking like super, super future goal, I'll go ahead and write it down in the annals of the internet.
Let's go for it.
I really want to be, if we're not the people who do it, I want to be the part of building the school. Like, I really do want to invest in the education of the future generations, and ensuring that like people who are really motivated and passionate have the tools to pursue whatever way into the industry. If it's marketing, if it's legal, if it's art, if it's coding, if it's design, you know, like there's so many different ways to be involved in this industry that we love, and the industry that brought us together. And I just want to keep building that out even further to more and more people to join in.
That's a really good goal. And I know we talked about that behind the scenes multiple times.
So I'm saying it publicly for the first time now.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
It's
a
dream. Yeah.
Yeah. So here's one question, Ree, because I know a lot of people are probably watching this and they're like, I'm scared to make this move. Why I should make this move if it's something that I'm really passionate about, of just doing something independently, like not just I'm not talking about content creation, like I'm talking about like beyond that. Like, you could do content creation if you want full time, but it's more of just like something you're really passionate about that you want to do it full time. What motivated you to do this? People might be asking that question.
Yeah, I mean, as I said before, I was given the privilege of a choice, number one, right? Like, it wasn't forced into this decision by any means. So I know that it's not being made under duress or out of necessity. It's really out of what works best for me and for what I want to do for my family. And the way that I feel right now, what's motivating me is that if something's going to take away time with my child, I got to know that it's worth my time. I got to know that it's something I chose to do and that is benefiting our family. And that naturally grows into, okay, we got to build our own business. And we've been talking about it for so long. And it's just such a natural fit for the two of us, because we have worked together before and we both have done independent work to really just make it official and solidify it and, you know, put structure around it and, you know, build out what we've built out. You know, we have an S Corp now and we're both business owners, and, you know, it just made sense. For other people trying to make a similar decision, it's really so personal. Like, I can't say what is the thing that you should look to choose to do this or not. But I will say, if you have the choice, be sure that you're ready to take on the responsibility, because it is not as simple as, you know, if I were a graphic artist, for instance, like to just start, you know, make a portfolio and get clients and that's it. Like, it's very time intensive to do this to set us up for a long term. And we plan to be in this for the long term. This is not a stopgap until we get another full-time role. This is our new career. And I would say if that is your intent, definitely go for it. There are resources out there. If you live in California, there's this thing called the Small Business Development Center that has been really helpful to Danny and I. Mm-hmm. The other states have similar things. Reach out to people who have done it before you, especially if you can find somebody in your state, because they'll probably have a lot more hands-on guidance that they can give you. Look for people who are willing to mentor you. We've had some fantastic people reach out in order to guide us. I mentioned Small Business Development Center. Our friend Adam Boyce has been really helpful. We've gotten so much guidance over the years from Andrea Renee. Like just look for the helpers, right? Like Mr. Rogers says, there are people out there who can help lead and guide you. And don't be afraid to ask for help and advice.
Yeah, 100% agree. 100%.
But it's such a personal decision. Yeah, I wouldn't say there's any one reason to do it or not.
No,
but if you wake up every day and you feel like you want to take control of what you're doing, that might be one of the reasons to do it.
Yeah, because see, with us, we're doing this not 100% us. Like,
yeah,
we're also getting our own health benefits. Like, we're paying that ourselves. Like, we're doing a lot of things ourselves. And also, like, we're both doing business development. Like, we're talking to people. Yeah. You know, for opportunities all the time, you know, so it's not just like, hey, well, I built my business. Let me just sit back and just relax and just wait for work to come in. No, it's not easy like that, you know. So the thing with Rhea and I, we've been very vocal on the things that we do, especially for me. And I don't know for those that follow me on LinkedIn, I'm always active over there because LinkedIn to me, it's not like Twitter or like Facebook. Like that, like a regular social media. This is more like business. A lot of you could network with a lot of folks from like different industries there, you know, from like the TV side, the gaming side, et cetera. Right. So I love sharing the things that I've done. And because of that, it's been helping me to get opportunities, not only through LinkedIn, but other places too, that people will privately hit me up like, hey, let's talk. Or when we go to an event, we always going to sit down with folks.
Yeah.
Tell them a little bit more of like the things that we do. Cause still there's a lot of people that still to this day, they think that we're just doing the content creation. That's it. You know, but once we break it down to them, what are the things that we actually do? They were like, Oh man, we got to talk. This is awesome. You know? So, and just that, I think the only advice I will say is if you do have a business yourself or something on the side, but you're still working full time and you want your business to grow, do things that is going to stand out. That because right now, every industry, everybody's very, there's a lot of things that are very competitive, you know, when it comes to that type of thing. So, but if you do things that stands out, I think that will help you to start having those conversations like, okay, why we should work with you. And you break it down to the companies or whoever you talk, or the person you're talking to, or whatever type of business you have, just break it down to them and just get their attention to see if you can build that trust. And then from there on, maybe something will pop up that you'll finally get that big opportunity, you know. So that's all, you know. But but it is scary. It's not something that we're like, oh, this is all good, you know. But I do feel very, very confident, Reed, with the decision that we made,
right? Like, we got to believe in ourselves.
But I believe in you. I believe in you a lot. You know, there was a time where, you know, my head was not right there yet. Like, it was not 100%, you know, especially when we moved in, like the first month or so, I was like, oh man, this pandemic better change, because it's not looking good. But
you mean your career, not our relationship.
No, not, yeah, my career wise.
The way you phrase that.
Yeah, I'm talking about career. Like, I'm talking about, like, because at that time, I was still doing stuff on my own, and there was nothing really out there for me to get income, you know? So, and you gave me that advice where you're like, look, we're going to do this together, whatever we got to do, but eventually something is going to pop up. Something is going to pop up. And you basically motivated me to keep on going. You know, and which is really, really hard to find people like that, you know? So just want to say that. Aww. And it was nothing to do with the relationship, though. It was business.
Like, it was rocky at the beginning. Like, wait.
It was rocky. Nah. You get what I'm saying. But, yeah. Anything else from that? Like, going independent? I'm excited. I'm very excited.
I'm very excited. I'm really, really motivated. And I feel good. Like, I feel very confident that this is the right decision for us and for our family. And I'm just very grateful that you know, we have all of the resources and tools and support that we do have. And it's gonna be a fun little start to this new adventure. A couple new adventures. You know, we like to double things.
A couple.
Like to double up.
And you know what? I can't wait to one day just go to the beach. And work from there, having a, you know, our little food and stuff, and like, oh, look, we're working from here. And people are like, wait, what? Yeah.
That feels like not far off.
Oh, that could happen like very soon. Actually, very soon. We'll see. But I'm excited. And also, thanks to everybody that's been supportive. So I've been seeing a lot of messages from people that have been hitting us up, replying to your posts.
Yeah.
Or my posts. Yeah. Yeah. People are very excited to see what's going to happen next. Yeah. Hey.
Things are in the works.
So if you're watching and you want to, you know, start a business with us, like, you know, opportunity type of thing, you could go to DannyRihanna.com and hit us up through there.
Yeah.
If you need some consultant, speak engagements, and other things. Right, Rhee?
That's right. Hit us up.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to wrap it up or are we good?
I think we can wrap it there.
Okay. We will do it there. All right. Awesome. All right, everyone. Thank you for watching the Danny and Rihanna show. This was a lot of fun. I had a great conversation with you, Rhee. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It is a little scary being so open about, you know, what we're doing, but I think it's important. And you said that it's important. And I agreed with you to, you know, really share our journey. That's what this whole channel is all about. And everybody has this level of visibility into what it's like to go independent and start your own company. So we're glad that we can bring people along for the ride and hopefully inspire some folks or, you know, make them feel confident in what they want to do next.
Definitely.
That's the whole point.
Hit us up on social or comments on their YouTube. Just let us know your thoughts about the conversation. Do you would like to see more conversations like this in the future? Let us know. Because I think we were doing a lot of like gaming stuff. Like, okay, Rhee, let's step out a little bit the gaming side. Let's talk about something different. And let's talk about the change that we made in our lives. And I think this is a great start for us to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, everyone. Until next time, we're out. Take care. Bye.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.